rolling to the middle, stepping up. He's got Gabriel wide open. He's got it. He can get up and run. He's at the 27, 25, 20, 15, 10, 9. First and goal.
So great to have you a part of Browns Overtime right here on the First Energy Stadium on Sports Time Ohio. Michael Regai, Gerard Cherry, Nathan Segura. None of us like the bye week coming up right now. It maybe is going to put a damper on no Browns football now for a couple of weeks. And yet, Gerard, you've been through this before. Bye week after you only played three football games, maybe not desirable. How do the Cleveland Browns stay attached, stay engaged, and make sure that these 2 weeks aren't going to cost them when they come back in Nashville against Tennessee?
Well, it's really simple, Michael, because if you are a Cleveland Brown, right now you have a bad taste in your mouth. You realize that you lost a football game you had no business losing. You dominated for four quarters in the last 2 minutes. It fell apart. So if anything, you're going to spend these next few days free thinking about and stewing on the fact that you gave away a game against a divisional rival in a game you had no business losing.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but deal with that. The Browns are going to have to. Now, Tennessee got absolutely hammered today by the Cincinnati Bengals. So when the Browns go see them, Nathan, in a couple of weeks, back on the road, and it's something the Browns have been, they still have to prove that they know how to go out and play their football and be able to sustain and win away from home now. That's the test, is it not? Even with now this 2 weeks without a football game.
No question. They've got to go into Tennessee and get the momentum back against the Tennessee Titans defense led by Ray Horton, who was here in Cleveland last year, so hopefully they have an idea of how to attack that. But I think over the next 2 weeks, this is a team that's going to look at this game and say, we gave it away. There's a lot that can be cleaned up, certainly in special teams. A low snap again, a missed field goal, a blocked field goal, a questionable fair catch decision by Travis Benjamin there at the end of the game. Too many substitution errors for these coaches that caused two timeouts to come off the board for the Browns in the second half, and just an inability to execute offensively at the end of this game, and a lot to clean up defensively in terms of this run defense for a defense that was supposed to be the anchor of this team. So the Browns will have a lot to digest over the next 2 weeks, get focused, come back, and hopefully make a statement on the road against the Titans.
Nathan, I'm glad you brought out the little things of the second half. A pair of missed Billy Cunha field goals. One of them gets blocked. Nathan mentioned Travis Benjamin. I looked at that and thought, Travis, you got to go catch that football and not allow 18 extra yards after it goes over your head. Gerard, when little things like this come up, how vital is it to get it, to address it and get it cleaned up now?
It's the ultimate necessary. If you don't address these things, they're going to kill you. It caused you to lose a football game today. It was a situation in place where Baltimore was able to flip the field because of a fielding error on the part of Travis Benjamin. You cannot have these type of mistakes and expect to win football games against quality opponents. You have to correct it quick, fast, and in a hurry, Michael.
Gerard, in about 15 seconds, overall, do you believe they're on the course with the foundation laid, though, to be able to overcome all of this and have the type of season that all wanted to under Mike Pettine?
The promise is there, Michael. The foundation is being laid. You just now have to start concentrate on the little things, containment, setting the edge, things of that nature, and you have opportunity to make some noise in the National Football League.
And making noise is what the Browns certainly are looking to point to as they go forward. 1-2. They've lost twice in the AFC North, as we know now, to Pittsburgh on opening day and today. That's going to do it for us. Certainly hope you'd enjoyed this edition of Browns Overtime. We'll see you again 2 weeks from today out of Nashville when the Browns go see the Tennessee Titans. Now for Nathan Segura and Gerard Cherry, our producer Andy Hecht, and all of our terrific crew, I'm Michael Regai. Tough one to deal with today. We'll see how the Browns deal with the bye week. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Till then, so long.